Hey there, another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm back at the whiteboard answering a question that I've gotten from a few folks, which is talking a little bit about the different parts of our platform that we have available today. And so as many of you who have spent a lot of time with the platform, who are looking at the platform sort of new, you're sort of faced with a decision. And this decision is as you're deploying instances, you may see the choice from a pull down of, do I deploy classic mode or do I deploy resource manager mode? And if you remember back a few episodes, and we can, you know, reference it below, perhaps I talked a little bit about the new Azure Resource Manager release and some of the things that it comes with and sort of how excited we are. A lot of this is sort of the update of our control plane, update of the operations and the way in which we take operations to deploy instances, whether it be NICs or virtual machines or storage accounts. And the benefit that we've added with this is actually a few things that's just worth kind of reiterating. It's really pretty exciting. One thing is it's all template-based, right? And this is all JSON-based templates, and so makes it really easy to get like complex things deployed and launched. We have a great one with DataStax as an example. We're working on actually a few others, both internal and external-based applications. Some really great stuff for multi-VM templates. We also have actually more than 100 now templates available on GitHub. We'll put a link down below. Remember all the links that I'm making them put below. We'll put a GitHub link down below to show you sort of all the templates that people have built. There's a lot of great sort of work going on there. And so this is really cool. It enables really complex stuff to be built. On top of that, actually very granular role-based access control is available through this. And so you can actually buy operation and buy control. You can actually access specific controls per people in your organization using sort of Azure Active Directory for this. You also, of course, can tag resources. And this now is supported through the billing pipeline. And so you will see those resources tagged, showed up in your bill once it sort of comes out on the other end. And so this is some really exciting stuff that really makes it possible to deploy some great stuff and manage it, of course, is sort of what this work is. On top of this, with the templates, you also can deploy lots of VMs all at once. Lots of VMs. Which is really fantastic English, but you can deploy a lot of VMs all at once, and they sort of will parallelly deploy, which is significantly better than what sort of the existing is. So this is kind of the positives. So if you come to me and say, hey, which is what the questions we've got, hey, when should I pick which? The answer really quite simply is, for the most part, you should always choose the resource manager side. You should always choose sort of the new, the V2, and take advantage of some of these capabilities and solutions. It will end up being a lot easier over time. Obviously, new features will end up going in that direction. It is the future of the platform. But just, you know, to be sort of upfront about where we are, some of the things that are worth kind of calling out today, and obviously the team is actively working on adding this support, Express Route and user-defined routes are on the classic side only, and they haven't yet been added to the resource manager side. That work is coming. It's imminent. And so you'll see that technology light up very soon. And so these are two current solutions that are only available on the classic side. But obviously, once they move over and the support is added, of course, they will be fully templatized and supported in that way. The other aspect, of course, is that the classic experience, there's a few additional things in the portal experience. A great example of this is we do have gateway support for the resource manager. It's not yet in the portal experience, so you have to deploy it either using sort of a template or PowerShell or sort of the Azure CLI and deploy it that way. And so to get a gateway going, it is supported, but you have to use one of these mechanisms. The portal support is also coming very, very soon. And so gateway is available on both, but it's only available portal on the classic side. There are a few sort of additional small odds and ends that we're still sort of adding as part of the resource manager, but the primary aspects of sort of the decision point of which to use should be these. And so again, I come back to the answer, very much should be move over to the resource manager side. You'll see a lot of great solutions. Additional ISVs are writing their applications to this solution, so you'll see more and more of these start showing up that are actually geared towards taking advantage of that. And of course, the whole platform is moving in that direction. So really only if you have immediate need for some of these solutions that are available in the old way, would I say go sort of using the classic way? And then in those cases, actually, we do have a great blog post right now that we'll also put down below that shows you how to connect gateways from old to new. And that's actually pretty important because, you know, if you've already got things deployed in the classic way, being able to connect it to the resource manager way is pretty important. And the last thing, which I will talk just a moment about, we are working on migration support. So being able to take classic support and move it straight over to here, it is something we'll be talking a little bit more about later this year. You'll see some details on that start bubbling up over sort of the ability to do that. We're working pretty hard on that to make sure that it's very seamless and easy to do. So that's kind of the story. I wanted to give you a good rundown on this. Obviously, I'd love to hear your feedback, some comments, recommendations, areas that we could improve here. But I thought it'd be good to kind of lay this out for you since we have gotten a bunch of questions and kind of draw this picture for you. We'll give you updates as these things start coming, moving over here and make sure that we get this updated as we go so that this content doesn't get stale because I'm never stale. And we'll take care of that. Next week, we've got some really, really great stuff coming up. I'm not going to reveal who's on the show, but it will be a fun one. He has great hair and is quite tall, and that's all I'm going to say. And so with that, if there's any questions that you may have for Mark or me, please go ahead and send them ahead of time at hashtag AzureTWC and send that over, and we'll definitely take care of those questions when we get to it next week. So looking forward to see those questions. Hopefully this was helpful, and glad to always see you on Tuesday. So thanks so much for your time. Have a great week. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Got it.
Anytime. Okay. All right. We'll make this a pretty good one. Because next week we could
right? So. Say, do you want?
When is be
recording? I don't know if I'm able to edit them in time.
You should edit one, right?
At least edit one as fast as I can.
Okay. It's next Monday, right? Is that Monday?
You can announce it.
Is that Monday?
I guess next week.
Yeah. Is that Monday?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?